"Lower away," he cried, so soon as he had reached his boat, a spare one rigged the afternoon previous. "Mr. Starbuck, the ship is thine. Keep away from the boats, but keep near them. Lower all."
As if to strike a quick terror into them by this time being the first assailant himself, Moby Dick had turned, and was now coming for the three crews. Ahab's boat was central, and cheering his men he told them he would take the whale head and head, that is, pull straight up to his forehead, a not uncommon thing, for when within a certain limit such a course excludes the coming onset from the whale's sidelong vision. But ere that close limit was gained, and while yet all three boats were plain as the ship's three masts to his eye, the white whale churning himself into furious speed, almost in an instant, as it were, rushing among the boats with open jaws and a lashing tail, offered appalling battle on every side, and heedless of the irons darted at him from every boat, seemed only intent on annihilating each separate plank of which those boats were made. But skillfully maneuvered, incessantly wheeling like trained chargers in the field, the boats for a while eluded him, though at times but by a plank's breadth, while all the time Ahab's unearthly slogan tore every other cry but his to shreds.